Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The season is almost here as the Pittsburgh CLO is doing everything it can to remove barriers and encourage people to bring their families to the theater. Joining us right now is the executive producer of the Pittsburgh CLO. Say hello to Mark Fleischer. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great today, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
The schedule is a great one. When you take a look at shows that are already on the docket for this year, when you're looking at things like West Side Story, Music Man, Color Purple, Young Frankenstein, I mean, these are shows, Seussical the Musical, these are shows that people just are clamoring to see, and you're bringing them all here. But you're also trying to say, hey, let's remove some barriers that might be there that keep people away. What are those barriers, Mark, and how did you determine what they are?
Yeah, so, you know, we have this phrase in our industry called barriers to entry. What is the but that keeps someone from coming? I'd go to the musical, but this, but that. And we spend a lot of time listening. And actually, like large arts groups, we've seen a 20% drop in attendance since the pandemic. Mm. And so we actually went back and asked people that we were able to go, well, you didn't come in 22, but you used to come. Why aren't you coming? 23, why aren't you coming? And we heard some common themes. You know, one thing was transportation, or parking's expensive, or I don't want to drive to downtown. Childcare, or tickets are expensive, or I want to come with my family and I can't afford to bring all of them. You know, so we started asking ourselves and these outsiders and through focus groups, you know, what was the thing we could change? What's the barrier we could remove that might make you more likely to come down and see a CLO show, a musical made in Pittsburgh for Pittsburgh? And that's when we came up with these three programs that we're here to talk about today.
Removing barriers, bringing families in, and you're talking about a show shuttle, you're talking about a family pass, and you're talking about show care. Let's start with the shuttle, because you mentioned, you know, the expense of either getting there or parking. And if you don't know the downtown area or the cultural district, you may say, I don't have any idea where to even park. How do I go about you're eliminating all of that through what you're calling the show shuttle program.
Yeah, I mean, and it was also talking to some seniors who were like, you know, my friends don't go anymore, or I don't drive at night, and I'm going to give up the theater. And I think, oh, that's just sad, because it's something you love to do. So, or parking, like you said, you know, is it going to be full? Is it not? What are the streets going to be like? There might be a festival. I can't get around. So we came up with this idea of show shuttle, which is literally the simplest thing it could be. You book your ticket on CLO on the night that the shuttle comes from your direction. So we're going to have pickups up in Cranberry and Monroeville, Washington, you know, and north, south, east, and west. You pick your show on that night, $10. You'll get picked up where you park, and then you'll be taken downtown, dropped off at the theater, see the show, exit the show, get on the shuttle. They won't leave till everybody's on it, and then go back. And then the other thing I hope that's underneath that, you know, convenience is you're going to be riding with 29 other CLO fans or musical theater fans. So maybe you're going to make some friends or just be part of something. You know, we have this loneliness epidemic in our country, and I'm hoping that this shuttle and the ability to get out and get off your couch and away from your screens, you know, add something to it. And in the meantime, convenience, and takes away one of those buts of why you couldn't come.
Every time that my wife and I go to a show, we spend the 30 minutes as we're going back to the North Hills talking about the character interpretation or the voice of that. And now to do that among 30 people, I think would be so cool to get everybody's perspective on it.
Yeah, you're making friends. Like, I always joke in the audience when I go, like, you're already in the audience. You know, you have two things in common with people. You love Pittsburgh and you love musicals. And now you're together, so talk.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's very cool. Family Pass is another $10 add-on that you can do that for people who say, you know, I would love to go, but we've got three kids. And, you know, you take the ticket times five. Yeah. We can do times two. We can't do times five. So you're doing Family Pass. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, so I used to joke that my parents couldn't wait to leave me at home and go out, but apparently parents now like to go with their families everywhere. That's the post-pandemic reality. So we worked with Richard King Mellon Foundation, and I said, look, if we could find a way, we can't give away, but if we could come up with a nominal price and then have the foundation help us underwrite the difference, we could get $10 tickets for kids. And so this is what we came up with through their support. And what I find is so great that my people worked out and my staff is, you know, often we go, oh, $10 ticket, it's going to be in the back row, it's going to be on the side. No, the adult buys the tickets where they want to sit. It could be in the front in the higher section or a medium price, 90, 50, whatever. Those $10 tickets are next to you. So if you choose to want to sit in the second row and you put two more kids, you'll pay $10 for those two tickets. And that's because I wanted families to have the experience they want. And you're right. You know, Broadway tickets are in $200. That's, you know, how are you going to do $600?
Yeah.
You know, so this is our hope, is that this way you can say that's another butt to take away. Oh, I'd love to go, but I want to go with my whole family. Well, now you can, because your kids cost $10. And then my hope is that the kids love it. And the idea of a multi-generational time, right? How many things do we do in time that, you know, a parent, a grandparent, and a grandchild can do together?
Right.
And a musical is one of those rare things.
Well, and maybe The Color Purple is not one that you want to do, but Seussical is, right? Music Man maybe is. And so there still is a responsibility on the parents to say, okay, let's make sure it's appropriate for that audience, but it's a way that you can do it. And what I appreciate is the fact, you know, the Greer Cabaret Theater is not the Benedum, right? We're not talking about a massive. So if you start giving away a small number of seats there, you're really costing yourselves a tremendous amount. So let's move on to Show Care, because some might want their kids to still be there, but maybe not in the theater with them. And that's where Show Care comes in.
Yeah. So we have the CLO Musical Academy of Musical Theater. It's something we've had for 35 years. It teaches musical theater for kids from preschool to high school. And I said, well, you know, why don't we just put one of those classes at the Benedum? So this isn't babysitting. This isn't childcare, like drop your kid off and they're going to sit in a corner and whatever. I wanted to create something that's actually an experience for the kids and one that matches what's happening in the theater for the parents. So the idea is that if their parents are seeing Music Man and your five-year-old is not ready to sit through it, they could go to this thing taught by one of our teachers who have clearances, our educators, and they're going to learn a song from Music Man, a dance step, maybe a craft. And that way, when the parent and child get back together in the car or on the shuttle, they have something in common to talk about. They've both had a musical theater experience. And I think the way this may really get used, Rick, is that parent that has a 13-year-old and a 5-year-old, right? So the 13-year-old goes in with the $10 ticket, and the 5-year-old goes to this experience. And we found in talking to our colleagues and our parents, you know, they wanted it on a matinee, so it's on the Saturday matinee because that's when it'll be. But we're going to have these curated experiences that are not just babysitting. It's something exciting that the kid hopefully comes out going, that was great, let's sing a song, you know, those kinds of things.
And if they start talking about You Got Trouble, then you know that they were really paying attention over at the Benedum, right? You know for a fact that they really, really got it, and they understand exactly what's going on in Rock Island.
Yep.
Absolutely great stuff. Mark, I cannot wait to see you at the theater this summer. Again, the schedule looks absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And again, doing some things to remove the butt from the conversation. To see West Side Story, Color Purple the Musical, The Music Man, Young Frankenstein, Seussical the Musical, and also Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. I mean, some shows that people know and maybe a few that they don't. And that's not a bad thing either.
No, thank you. We hope everybody will take advantage of these opportunities, and we thank all the sponsors that see it as a valid part of our community.
Well, and there is no question that theater and live theater in particular and musical theater, there's just something magical about it. And once you go a time or two, the butts are going to be removed for that reason too. So can't wait to see you at the theater. Thank you, Break a Leg.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Yep,
bye.
Great stuff. Mark Fleischer joining us, the executive producer of the Pittsburgh CLO, and just delighted to be working with them.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.